On Beacon Hill, the House is expected to vote today on new regulations on short-term rentals from websites such as Airbnb. A deal reached by House and Senate negotiators last night will charge those rentals 5.7% lodging tax. That's the same rate that hotels and motels pay. Cities and towns also have the option to add local taxes. One of the state lawmakers who helped reach the deal is State Representative Aaron Michaelowitz of Boston, who joins us now. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Thank you for having me on this morning.
From your point of view, what's the most important piece of this deal?
I think there's two big important pieces. One is that there will be a public registry that the Commonwealth will have up on a website by the end of June of next year. And it'll create transparency within the industry, where right now there is no transparency. A lot of these short-term rentals operate in the shadows. But this will allow people to have a chance to, find out where the short-term rentals are taking place, whether they're taking place across the street from them, in the building that they live in. There's a whole host of issues that we've seen, especially in our bigger urban communities, where people just don't know what's taking place in their region, in their area. And this will allow them to do that across the Commonwealth. The second piece that I think is brand new and something that no other state has done is that we are going to give municipalities the option to tie some of that funding that they receive, additional funding from units from people that are renting out more than one unit in one particular municipality. We're going to allow them to tie that funding, some of that funding, to affordable housing, which right now no other state in the country does that. And I think it's important because, especially in our bigger urban communities, especially Boston where I live, these short-term rentals have had a great impact on the housing, that's on the market and the amount of housing that's been on the market. And so to correlate the revenue to that, to build some more affordable housing, I think is something that we're very proud of and something that we were fighting for all along the way.
Just to further explain it, as I understand it, it means that if someone has two, for example, Airbnb rental units in one particular municipality, then as long as there's more than one unit, then the local community can charge an additional tax to the owner of those units. Does that mean those owners will actually be paying a tax that hotels and motels are not paying?
It's an additional 3% on anything more if you have more than one unit in a particular municipality. But it will be only on your second unit. And we do believe that it's those second and third units within one municipality that are having a major impact on our housing stock that we have in the cities, particularly in Boston. And I think it's important that there is a potential additional revenue that the city can garner and then use towards good things like affordable housing. I think that's important, but it is something that would be additional versus a hotel. But we see this as when you're doing the second unit or the third unit or the fourth unit in some cases, you now are not just providing short-term rentals for your residency. You're also creating a bigger business here that's having bigger impacts.
The bill obviously creates new regulations for short-term rentals. Does it include safety checks? Does it include health and safety checks similar to what hotels and motels have to go through?
So we create a safety standard. We don't necessarily, we encourage that the municipalities have, set up some requirements related to that, but we don't mandate them to, because we believe that, we have to give these local municipalities the option to kind of decide how they want to proceed, give them as much flexibility as possible. Each city and town is going to be different. What Boston sees is not going to be the same that the Cape sees or somewhere out in the, in the Berkshires or Springfield. And so every municipality is going to look at this maybe a little bit differently, and we wanted to be able to be cognizant of that, coming from the state perspective.
Representative, as I understand it, the hotel and motel industry supports this compromise. Do you expect any pushback from services such as Airbnb, and do you think this will pass the House and the Senate?
Well, first, I think it will pass the House and the Senate today, and we'll be heading to the governor's desk by the end of the day. That's our intent. I do think you will see a little pushback from Airbnb, particularly on the public registry, because we will be the first state in the country to do a public registry where, like I said, anybody can go look up exactly where a short-term rental is taking place. That has been their biggest gripe, with this legislation. They've not necessarily care too much about the taxes because they've been getting taxed all over the country in different forms. But I think that it's more about the regulation standpoint that they've been a little bit more have some apprehension with.
State Representative Aaron Michaelowitz, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Well, thank you for having me on today.